Ross Show on News Talk 710 Cairo.
11:25, News Talk 710 Cairo. Adam Stein is the president of the Washington Association of Mortgage Brokers. I want to bring in Timothy Ellis, who's a real estate blogger locally. And a listener picked up on you, Timothy, and said I should talk to you. What do you think about this? What do you think who do you think bears the blame for the crisis?
Well, I agree with your guest, Adam, that there's a lot of blame to go around, I guess I would say. The consumers definitely kind of got caught up in the mentality of, you know, prices are going up fast. They're going to keep going up. Home prices never go down. And they signed just about anything that a lender put in front of them to get into that house. You know, he said the home buying process is very emotional, and that's definitely true. And when you combine the emotional feelings of all these people together, you kind of get this mass psychology. But on the other hand, there's plenty of blame to be handed to the lenders and the people who are willing to put these products in front of people. They can say, well, we're just giving people what they want, and that's true. But now, as we can see in the national headlines there, and, you know, Washington Mutual, a local bank, getting hammered for making loans to people that really shouldn't have had a loan.
Now, you've been blogging about the bubble for some time now, the local bubble, because we assumed that we were going to be insulated from this. I gather you don't believe we're going to be insulated from this.
No, not at all. I've been watching the market pretty closely for about 2 years, and it's kind of odd that for some reason Seattle and Portland kind of seem to be trailing a lot of the other markets, and I think part of it has to do with we were the last ones to recover from the economic fallout of the dot-com bust and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so we kind of got started on the housing escalation a little late, and we're headed on the way down a little late as well. And if you look at any of the data, number of homes for sale on the market, the number of sales that are actually going through, the prices, all of those bear out that we're just trailing the rest of the market. We're not
okay. So the
insulated.
The payoff question is, how far down do you think this market is going to go?
It's hard to say for sure, since there's so many factors that play into it on a national, local, you know, the economy, all that kind of stuff. I can easily see 20-30%, and it could be spread out over 5 years, 10 years. Who really knows for sure?
Seriously, we're not just talking about a reduction in the growth rate.
10%, though.
Okay, we're not talking about just a reduction in the growth rate. You're talking about literally the value of housing dropping as much as 30% over 5 years.
Yeah, I can see that, and keep in mind that a lot of other places, you know, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, you know, place in Florida saw a lot larger appreciation than, you know, much larger bubble than Seattle did, and they're going to experience a much further fall. So if the maximum you see in Florida and Phoenix ends up being 30%, we're not going to see 30% here. It's not going to be as bad here as other areas for sure, because we didn't go up as fast or as far. But I definitely think that we're going to see it, and we're going to see it a lot worse than a lot of parts of the country. But our market's going to look good compared to Las Vegas and Phoenix, but not compared to a lot of just about anywhere else, I guess.
Yeah. Tim, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Timothy Ellis, local real estate blogger. You can look him up on Google and find his blog. It is 11:29. This is the Dave Ross Show.